Hi guys, this is Tannisaurus Rex here with my next podcast guest, Senna and Davidson. Senna played for the college UNC, University of North Carolina, and Davidson, her son, an uprising star. Woohoo! Hi guys, this is Tannisaurus Rex here with Senna and Davidson. Senna and Davidson, I'm going to ask you some questions. Let's have some fun. Davidson, where are you from and how old are you?
I am from New York City and I am 8.
When did you start playing tennis?
My mom introduced me to the sport when I was 4, but I started training at JMCA when I was 7.
Senna, how old were you when you started playing tennis?
I was about 6 years old.
How do you think tennis has changed compared to when you were a kid?
Wow, there's so many more advantages now. Being a tennis player with all the advanced technology available, the better equipment, and obviously there's so much opportunity for data analytics that can really take a player from one level to the next.
Do you like the collar ball system?
Well, naturally, because I didn't grow up with it, I'm not a big fan. However, I've come to understand the logic behind the concept begrudgingly. So for me, for example, I started with a yellow ball, a wooden racquetball racket, and one of those 100-pound ball machines. So my perspective is a little different, but I absolutely appreciate the system.
I didn't like going through the colored ball progression because I wanted to skip to yellow ball right away. And
yeah.
I felt like yellow ball, like you had certain advantages and you had certain disadvantages.
I think... which Davidson is going to mention in some of his answers, but I think the orange ball was the most frustrating. But I'll let him speak to that.
Davidson, do you like the colored balls?
It is good to get me ready for the yellow ball. All the balls are different, and some don't go as far, and some are more heavy than, like, some other balls. I found the orange a little bit frustrating because the court is so small, so you cannot hit it so deep with angles. And also, because the court is so small, they pretty much get to everything unless it's, like, very good angle. But I'm liking green better, but I can't wait for yellow.
Yeah. Don't they cut off a part of the signals line on both right side and left side?
Yeah, so they make where the doubles alley usually is, it's a farther end, so it makes it smaller.
Yeah, I haven't played orange ball in a while.
I'm glad I'm done with that.
Davidson, what are your short, medium, and long-term goals?
Short-term, I'm working to become technically sound and to win my first Green Dot tournament, which I'm playing tomorrow, my first one. Medium term, I hope to be playing yellow ball tournaments at the end of the year. And then long term, to be the best player I can be.
Good luck in your tournament tomorrow.
Thank you.
What is your favorite thing about tennis, Davidson?
Competing and trying your hardest, and I also just love playing.
I can't really judge what my favorite thing of tennis would be, but my favorite thing of tennis probably now is probably crushing the serve.
That's really fun.
We'll take a quick break for a word from our sponsor and then we'll be right back. Where do you train, Davidson, would you mention?
Yeah, I train at JMCA. But, so, recently I was in Florida, and that's where I'm going back, and I know that's where you are. But when I'm in Florida, I train at an academy called Matias Polensky Academy.
In Florida, I train down in Bradenton by it's a academy called Inspiration Academy.
Cool. Matias, his academy is in Miami.
What is your favorite thing about JMCA?
The coaches and the players and the feeling.
Oh, my favorite thing is the gym.
I definitely like doing conditioning there.
Senna, you played tennis at UNC. What was that like?
Oh, wow. UNC, it was an incredible experience to be part of a team and a school with so much spirit. Most of my teammates were players that I grew up with in the juniors. It was absolutely incredible.
What was the best moment of your college career?
I think I had so many amazing memories, but when I reflect back, one of my most proud memories is when I was asked to play number one doubles as a sophomore, which was my second year.
Would you be psyched if Davidson played for UNC?
Oh, I would be beyond psyched. That's really up to him, though. He wants to join me at the next reunion. So I would say that that's a pretty good sign.
Davidson, where do you want to play college tennis?
I would like to play college tennis at UNC.
I was expecting that out of you. Senna, did you think about going pro, or did you know college was the end of your competitive tennis career?
Back then it was really different. I had to make a decision whether or not to turn pro or go to college tennis at around 16 years old. Back then you had to kind of decide one or the other. And now you can go to college and then turn pro, which is, I think that it's a healthier position to put somebody in at that young of an age. But of course, every scenario and every individual has their own set of circumstances, but I wouldn't have changed it based on the decision that I made to go to UNC.
Davidson, I know you hit a lot with your mom. I hit with my dad too. The difference is my dad's not as good. I can already beat him even if he plays his hardest. Do you feel lucky you have such a good mother, or is it frustrating because it'll take longer to beat her?
It is good at times when I can play, when I cannot play with my coaches or a practice match. One of my goals is to beat my mom, but I've already taken a point from her.
Is she able to help you improve quickly?
She is confident, all supportive. I can ask her anything, and she usually has a good answer.
My dad, I will ask him something. What went wrong on my stroke? And dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Davidson, do you listen to your mother when it comes to tennis? I argue with my dad about his comments on tennis. Please don't comment. I'm not sure he knows what he's talking about.
I always listen to her, but sometimes it is frustrating because I already know what she is saying, or I already know what she is going to say.
Yeah, I try to not interject only when Davidson asks me to.
Senna, how about for you? Is it a little harder to sit and watch because you can see a problem in areas and maybe get frustrated?
Yeah, it's interesting. The former player kind of parent dynamic with the child. It's a blessing and a curse, I always say to myself. And I try to read as much as I can on it. Talk to a lot of former players who are my friends who now have kids playing. But at the end of the day, all I can offer is what I know and, of course, my unconditional support to Davidson.
Santa, what about letting go when it comes to coaching? Is it hard for you to let a coach run with Davidson because you probably know as much as the coach?
Well, I think for me, what's most important is to establish a dynamic early on where Davidson sees that I defer to the coach. I think it's really important that he sees that sign of respect. And of course, I jump in and kind of give my two cents when I feel it's necessary. I like for Davidson to see that it's a collaboration and a circle of trust.
I've been using a segment called a scramble. It's basically word association. First Davidson, then you send.
Oh, okay.
Favorite pro and why?
My favorite pro is Dominique Thiem. I think he's an incredible competitor and he has great sportsmanship.
And mine's Garbine Muguruza. She's an incredible grinder, and I love her tenacity as well as her poise.
Favorite tournament and why?
Mine is the U.S. Open, and I love the energy and getting the autographs from all the players.
And mine is definitely the U.S. Open. The energy is so electric, and I love watching the qualifying and early round matches.
Best forehand of all time.
I think Federer has the best forehand of all time.
And I think Del Potro.
Best backhand of all time.
I think Stan Wawrinka.
And I think Sharapova.
Best serve of all time.
I think Andy Roddick and...
And I think Isner.
What racket do you use and why?
I use Babolat for power, control, and spin. The one that Rafa uses.
And I use Babolat Pure Drive, also for the control and power.
Senna, what skill has tennis taught you that you use in your everyday life?
Oh, wow. So many skills. But I would say the most important ones would be discipline and time management, perseverance, and absolutely without a doubt, resilience.
Last question for each of you.
All right.
Best moment of your tennis career so far?
So for me, it was getting to the quarterfinals of the Easter Bowl and three national tournaments. As a junior. And for college, it was being able to play number one doubles at UNC.
For me, I'm really working on that because tomorrow, since I'm playing a tournament, I'm going to try to make that tournament a good one.
I want you to win.
Yeah, that's his goal.
That's my goal.
Thanks for being on my show.
Thanks so much, Brad. We really enjoyed it.
Really enjoyed it. Me too.
And we miss you and can't wait to see you back in New York, hopefully, maybe in Florida.
Bye.
Bye.
Big shout out to Senna and Davidson for helping with my podcast.